Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bottom Line Me podcast, where we like to spend a little time talking about some of the challenges and issues for real estate professionals, many of the things that they face today. I'm thrilled to have Colin Smith return to our podcast and talk to us a little bit about the power of storytelling in business. Colin shared with me that he's been applying the principles that are outlined in a book that was written by Donald Miller, and the book title is Building a Story Brand. Quite intriguing. Apparently, the book aims to help businesses clarify their message and then connect more effectively with their audience. So, Colin, welcome back. It's really great to see you again.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here, Ann.
Great. Well, you know, for those that maybe have missed the episode that you and I did, I think, late last year. Why don't you take a minute and just tell our audience a little bit about yourself before we get started?
I'd be happy to. I've been fortunate to be with Older Public Title for now over 6 years. I serve as the product marketing manager on our corporate marketing team and get to work directly with our social media team, our email marketing team, video production, and all those teams that get to tell a story. So I'm really excited to share a little bit about some of the strategy that we've been adopting and trying to implement in our marketing messaging and how that can be used for brands and companies and businesses to help tell the story.
Awesome. Well, it's fascinating. And after you and I had the conversation, I do have to tell you, I went over to my local library and they happened to have a copy on the shelf. So I just started reading it. It's fascinating.
So excellent.
Yeah. So let's start with, I guess, the obvious question. How does a compelling story give a brand a competitive edge?
Yeah. When we think about marketing as a whole, you know, marketing is always evolving. It's always changing. So fads come and go, but storytelling is one of those things that is always in fashion. Now, everybody always loves a good story and it never goes out of style. So when I came across Building Your Story Brand by Donald Miller, it was a book that really stood out to me because it speaks to how any marketing trend can be utilized by telling the story of your customer. And I've been in marketing for well over a decade at this point. And, you know, I'm always looking to grow and to evolve and get better at my craft. And I think that, you know, that's something that most people have in common. And I've for a long time thought that I do tell a story in my marketing and that, you know, I was telling the story of our company or of our brand. And I think that I've always understood that and it's worked well to an extent, but the concepts behind building a story brand really kind of messed with my head a little bit because it made me really shift the way that I viewed the role of the business in the story. And I think a lot of it comes down to who is the hero of the story. And while, you know, I think that Older Public Title is a hero to many of their customers, you know, in a sense that we provide valuable resources. We're, you know, very financially sound and secure, and we have an amazing parent company. And all of those things factor into our strength. But at the same time, when we're talking about telling the story of our customer, we instantly move out of the hero role and become a guide in their journey. And I think that that's so easy to overlook when it comes to creating marketing messaging that really resonates with people. Certainly, we don't want to de-emphasize the value of our company, but but really leaning into the fact that our customer is the hero on their own journey. And I thought that was so fascinating. And it's just really pushed me to rethink how I view our role, especially from a marketing perspective, but the role that the business plays to the customer achieving their goals and their own success. So it's been really interesting to explore.
It is. I'm fascinated with this because, you know, storytelling is often a, includes a hero. Sometimes it's got a villain in it too, but
Absolutely.
the focus is hopefully always on the hero. So why do you think it's so powerful, and how do you think that a business could implement a strategy around telling a story or identifying their customer as the hero?
That's a great question. I think that the reason that we connect to storytelling so much is because it's easy for us to see ourselves in the really good stories. You know, when there's a story that stands the test of time, or, you know, people are really drawn to and connect to, there's usually an element that in the hero, they see themselves, they can identify with that person. And so, from a business standpoint, when we're shaping messaging or thinking about how we play a role in our customer's journey, it's important for us to think about the fact that, you know, how do they see themselves interacting with us, and how are we shaping message that really puts them in that role? And so, you know, with the customer being the hero, then it becomes a question of where does the business fit? And that's really where the trusted guide starts to swoop in and be the one to help give that hero their next steps, you know, helps to empower them with the tools that they need so that they can, you know, and to your point, you said most stories have a villain. And, you know, in the story of real estate, absolutely there are villains. Villains don't necessarily have to be people, though, because a villain could be roadblocks in the closing process. It could be, you know, a lien on title. And while those things are not, you know, physical things that we can necessarily, you know, battle with per se, they are things that our hero has to overcome. And as being the guide, we're able to help lead them on their journey to overcome whatever those obstacles or challenges are. So, helping to position the customer as the hero and your business as the guide, I think really starts to transform the way that people perceive positioning their value to their customers. Because when it's simply a matter of look how big and strong and powerful and amazing we are, our products are the best, it turns into we understand your needs and our products will help you achieve your goals. And so it's a shift in messaging and positioning that the customer, the person that you're trying to reach, sees the value that you provide in their journey rather than them simply watching you promote your own journey. And it's just more interesting that way, to be honest, in terms of, you know, the marketing that resonates with people. I think that, you know, when we think of iconic companies that have had iconic advertising campaigns, some classic campaigns from Coca-Cola, where, you know, you see yourself in those ads. A lot of Apple advertisements showcase the people. You know, it's not just a focus on this product is so amazing. And, you know, in a lot of cases, there's a lot of argument to be made from most manufacturers of our product is the best, it's the fastest, it's the most powerful. But when it turns into it lets you be you more, you get to do more of the things that you love because of this product, it's a connection to your story rather than, you know, you're the hero, you're trying to achieve your goals. The company or the product is a piece of helping you achieve that. So I think it puts a big shift and a big difference in mindset.
It really, I mean, I'm visualizing, and actually, I'm even hearing in my head, one of the old Coke songs that was in an ad that was great. It was a very snappy tune, but yeah, it made you often think about feeling. A feeling comes up from it. There's no
Right.
question about it, But I love the idea of the company being the guide, or actually identifying yourself as the guide. In this process, I think you're absolutely right. It's a huge shift in thinking. So, give us an example, or share a little bit about how this whole new approach has been impacting your messaging.
That's a great question. Recently, we've been putting a lot of our focus on trying to simplify our message. Title insurance can be complex and it can be overwhelming. And we've been really trying to think about how we can quickly and efficiently get our message through so that people understand what we're trying to provide for them. And where the brand, the story brand model has really had an impact is that by identifying our customers' needs, that they're the hero in our story, it helps us to better understand where we provide value to them. And, you know, we understand the value of a title premium, and we understand the value of the closing process and all of that. But to understand their fears, their concerns, the villain that they're trying to overcome, it allows us to simplify our message in a way that, you know, what would have been a wordy, possibly confusing description on a product can turn into, we know that you struggle with this, and this tool helps you overcome that. And it can be that simple to show that we understand that they're trying to achieve their goals and that there are roadblocks that could prevent that. And that by doing this, you can overcome those obstacles and achieve the goals that you have in place. So that's where it's really impacted how we're shaping our messaging. And it's helped us to simplify a lot, whether that be web content or social media captions or our email messaging. And it drives response so much more quickly in that they understand the value of what it is so fast that they're willing to, in that moment, take action, which that's a big part of you know, everything around the story brand model as well, is that you have to provide that next step. How do you keep them connected, keep them engaged? Because if we hook their enthusiasm and they're interested, they have no action, then that's a part of it as well, because you've got to have a way for them to engage and take a next step forward. But for us, that's been the biggest impact in where we've been able to utilize the story brand model, is to really simplify what we're saying so that our heroes will understand what we as the guide are hoping to direct them towards so that they can achieve their goals.
So essentially, I mean, thinking back to the Coke and the Apple reference you made, they recognize themselves more easily or more quickly by telling a story or framing the message in a story form. Fascinating.
Absolutely.
I've said that 5 times now, but it is quite, it's a whole new way to think, you know? Yeah, so, you know, as I said, I just picked up a copy, and it looks like there's like, is it 7 parts that are the framework for building the story brand?
There are. Yeah, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that, will you?
Yeah, the story brand framework is a 7-part framework that I think people would recognize, because it's something that we see throughout storytelling, whether it be in books or in film or TV shows. Mm-hmm. It's a model that is very familiar. And so translating that into our brand messaging is unique. And it's something that, you know, it doesn't necessarily feel like something that's familiar, but I think that, you know, as we talk through some of these steps, you know, people will recognize it and possibly even think of stories that come to mind, because ultimately it's a character that has a problem. You know, it's how every story starts, is we meet our main character, and then we find out, well, what's the problem that they're facing? What's the obstacle? And that could be an external force. You know, the story that I always go back to that I think embodies this framework so perfectly is the original Star Wars movie. I mean, it is just Star Wars: A New Hope. We meet, this movie starts, you know, one of the first main characters we meet is Luke Skywalker on Tatooine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got the droids that run off and the whole bit, and it ends up with the conflict is that the Empire is on Tatooine and bad things happen. And so that's a great example of an external problem, but sometimes it's internal. It's their own goals or drive, or it could be philosophical, that they're trying to make an impact that's bigger than themselves. But ultimately, it's a character that has a problem. And, you know, what we see from there tends to be that they meet a guide who understands their issue and has the tools or has the knowledge to help guide them on their journey. So if we use the story of Star Wars, early on in the movie, Luke meets Obi-Wan Kenobi, the old man, the old Jedi that helps him on his path to be able to take action. So that's really step number 4, is that the guide gives the hero a plan. And then from there, it's about calling them to action. So it's, this is who we got. Here's the issue. They meet the guide that has these plans. Now you've got to take action. So what's that action that your customer takes? And then from there, it's really a matter of the result. So it's driving them to success or to failure potentially. But ultimately, our goal is to help drive their call to action that directs them to their success and away from that failure or risk. So it's a story that I think most people recognize, but when we think of it in the context of marketing, and it feels like a lot of steps. I mean, obviously Star Wars is a long movie to go through all of that. How do we put that into a simple marketing message? But when we consider it, we understand that you have this problem. We have a plan and you can take action on that to be able to avert failure and achieve success. And it's as simple as that. If you just plug in your pieces for your company with your hero, their problem, yourself as the guide, the plan that you have in place, give them that call to action to drive them to success, be able to address how to overcome those failures. And you've got yourself, you know, a complete, comprehensive, impactful marketing message.
You know, what one of the things that I'm thinking about as I'm listening to you is it's so interesting when I think when many of us are starting to put together some kind of a marketing message or send something out to people that shares with them something that they have to offer, we don't start with who the character is. I think many of us start with what it is that we want to say and what we want to convey. And I, you know, just listening to this, if you approach this or begin to think about when I'm writing this message, I'm putting together a note or a message to an individual as opposed to here, I'm going to give you 5 bullet points as to why you want to work with us.
Right.
Yeah,
you make a great point. And I agree completely. If we don't know who our customer is, and it goes beyond just knowing my customer, you know, does this job. Okay. What are their fears? What are their concerns? What are their challenges that you as the guide are able to help give them a plan to success? And when you really understand and know your customer at a, you know, at an intimate and deep level, then you're able to speak to those points. And honestly, the messaging becomes so simple once you truly understand the customer that you're trying to reach, because when you know what their concerns or fears are, you know how your product or solution or service provides value to them. And so the rest falls into place pretty naturally once you understand how your product is actually solving a problem for them. And it is a hard situation when maybe you don't know what their problem is or your product does not meet their need. And so, you know, I'd be hard pressed to, you know, sell ice to an Eskimo if they don't need more ice. So, you know, I've heard people say that, you know, that guy can sell ice to an Eskimo, but if the Eskimo doesn't need the ice, why would I try? Mm-hmm. But if I have a product or a solution, or at least a plan that would benefit that person because I understand their needs and what they really want, then the product will essentially sell itself as soon as they understand the value that it provides.
You know, a couple of other questions that come to mind for me are, you know, lots of our customers, lots of our audience consists of, I would say, smaller businesses and or maybe even some startups. How would they begin to leverage, you know, the principles of this to compete in areas where there's larger or more established competition or brands? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that I think is so impactful with a brand story is the fact that it can impact so much more than just words you put on a flyer or on a social media post or something like that. It can impact the entire culture of an organization if everyone understands that brand script and understands truly who their customer is and what their problems are and how we solve that. You know, when we consider, let's just say from the standpoint of a title agency, if our goal is to get our customers to the closing table as smoothly and efficiently as possible, and we understand that homeowners and real estate agents have concerns. I mean, there's huge financial risk involved potentially if there's issues on anything at closing. There's reputational risk for a real estate agent at closing. And our goal is to provide the solutions as the guide. We're there to help move them through that journey as seamlessly, as smoothly as possible. If everyone in the company understands their fears, their concern, the concerns of our customer, their fears, their concerns, the role that we play in their experience, then anyone from a receptionist to an escrow officer or escrow assistant to someone working in a title plant could understand my job is to make sure that our hero who has fears about issues in the closing process has as smooth of an experience as possible. That will impact every decision that they make day to day on how they take care of their customer. You know, someone is as I don't want to say removed from the customer as someone in a title plant, but you know, they may not ever be face to face with that customer, but they know that by me doing my job a certain way, it will make it better at the closing table. So my job is to take care of our hero in every facet. So I think that when you think of the smaller groups, I honestly think there's an advantage because we're a team to spend the time to work, to go through potentially the story brand, building a story brand book. There is an organization through Donald Miller's organization where they do coaching, not an endorsement, but there are opportunities to learn more. There are workshops to be able to go through this. And with a smaller organization, there's almost an advantage because it's easier to get everybody aligned and on the same page when it comes to building your brand story and understanding the role that your organization has. And then every decision from there can be referenced back to that brand script, that brand story, and it will organically become part of the culture of your organization. That every choice you make, every email that you write is all with the mindset of I'm here to help my hero on their path to success.
Yeah, I can see how there's no question that a small organization could have an advantage here. Because they're all involved in telling the story or understanding what the story is. So awesome.
Right.
You know, you mentioned social media. So before we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, you know, in this digital age that we live in, how does someone ensure that the story will resonate across all these multiple platforms or channels? Any suggestions there?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. I think that what people often miss with social media is that the first word is social. And I know that I said this the last time I was here. Part of being on social media is being social. And it's so easy to overlook the listening aspect of social media. Mm. And I think that when it comes to making sure that your messaging is resonating, is listening. Are people engaging with your posts? Are they engaging with the content that you're putting out? And if they're not, you need to reassess. And I think that that's something that is so easily overlooked. People say, I'm doing social media for our company because I have to. Well, you right. don't have to, because if it's not reaching anyone and no one cares, then it's not doing you any favors. And so,
yeah,
if you're not getting the engagement that you hope to see, then I think that really going back and thinking about, are we addressing the wrong problems? Are we not understanding our hero? Mm-hmm. Are we positioning the wrong plan, the wrong solutions, because we're not necessarily landing in a place that people are engaging with? If I see an ad that is for a product that does not serve me at all, then I'm not going to engage with it. Yeah. So I think that's where there's always opportunity with social media. is to you know, be aware, but to see, are people engaging? Are people commenting? Is there a conversation happening? Mm-hmm. And if there is, if those things are happening, then you're probably on the right track. But if you're not getting any engagement, and I will say, if you're not even getting engagement from your own people, so if your own team is not engaged with your content, then you're probably not understanding your customer and the needs that they have so that you can speak to those needs. And once, I think once that, you know, it's never done. It's always an evolution. Yep. You know, even the big companies that we've referenced, they're always refining and always evolving their messaging to try to get it a little bit better or reach a broader audience, you know. But in most cases, I think with social media, what does get missed is that it's not a post it and forget about it. It's you have to, you know, the content that you're putting out, obviously, I mean, you want to test different types, different, you know, whether it's stories or reels or a Facebook post or something on X or TikTok, whatever mm-hmm. you choose to do. Yes. But evolving your message to further refine in a way that your customers are responding to requires listening. And I think that's the part that people miss often.
Well, I think just from what you're saying here is approaching a post on social media as part of a story is far more likely to get someone engaged with you than some kind of a static message that looks like it's canned and it's static.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well, very interesting. Well, Colin, you know we love a bottom line on our podcast. So what advice would you give to somebody who might be starting to think about their own brand story? Where should they begin?
Yeah, I would first encourage anyone who's considering it, really give it some thought and explore it. Because even if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't become a cornerstone of the way that you do your marketing or operate, at least it will get you to start thinking. And that's always fun. Yep. Of course, the Build Your Story Brand book is available. I'm actually just released a version 2.0 in January. So there's mm-hmm. a new version that's fully updated to meet modern marketing trends. But I think the biggest piece and the thing that I think will impact most people and where I would encourage most people is to really start thinking about your customer. Focus on your customer and the challenges that they face first and foremost. Then we start to understand where our solutions fit. So if anybody came to me and said, I'm really digging this, how can I start to explore some of this? Just start to think about your customer from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Not just what do we have for them, but what do they need from us? What are their challenges that we can start to address with our solutions for them?
That's a great bottom line. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much. This was very interesting, very enlightening, and I'm sure our audience will do exactly what I did and head over to the library or to Barnes & Noble or somewhere and take a look at a copy of the book, because even if you don't want to apply all 7 principles, there may be still some ideas in there for folks. So thanks so much, Colin.
Absolutely. It's been my pleasure.
Great. To our audience, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. And until we meet again, I hope everybody continues to learn, grow, and prosper. Thank you.